Now, begin with a Syrian envoy to the UN has condemned the presence of U.S. and Turkish troops in Syria, calling on them to leave the war-torn country.
We consider the presence of the Turkish troops on the Syrian territory as a blatant aggression, and it contradicts with what was agreed upon in Astana 4 meeting. The United States' insistence to maintain its occupational troops in the territory of the Syrian Arab Republic without the consent of the Syrian government is also a blatant aggression against the sovereignty of the Syrian Arab Republic. And it contradicts both the provisions of the Charter of the United Nations and the UN relevant resolutions.
Bashar al-Jafari called for the unconditional and immediate withdrawal of the U.S. and Turkish troops. He made the remarks on the second day of Syria peace talks in the Kazakh capital, Astana. Participants in the negotiations also agreed to hold a peace congress for Syria in the Russian city of Sochi. That's next month. Jafari expressed the Syrian government's readiness to attend the Sochi talks. Now joining us out of San Francisco for more on this is Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Thanks for joining us on the program. Sir, now, a lot of people were fired up when Donald Trump, during his as a campaigner, mentioned that, I mean, he was hell-bent on getting U.S. troops out of a lot the Middle East and a lot of other places. So what happened to that campaign promise?
Well, he has got a lot of bad advisors around him. He's got Nikki Haley, he's got James Mattis, he's got a lot of the military-industrial complex parasites that have fed him lies somehow persuaded him to continue this reckless mission, which I have a deep offense by, and I'm like many, many, many other Americans, if not the majority of Americans, are very upset by. And if he doesn't honor that core promise to get the American military out of the Middle East and stop this juggernaut, I think he'll be a one-term president. And the remarks by the Syrian minister at the United Nations are absolutely true. The only thing I would add that he should have said is that American military will be held for war crimes tribunals. We're filing the paperwork for war crimes to be applied to the United States and other Turkish or any other military that are on Syrian soil without our invitation. That's the next step. And go ahead.
And that's what I was going to ask you, Scott. I mean, you know, you're there without Damascus's consent. The country is in turmoil. How can it return to normalcy if you have Turkish and American troops, which are adversaries, on your soil?
Let's be very clear. Russia has an opportunity to be the Middle East broker of peace like never before in the history of civilization. The United States has surrendered that right by not being neutral. It surrendered that by claiming that it's been for peace, but then it takes an action in the Jerusalem embassy move, which is not about the United States moving its embassy wherever it wants. It can do that. But what it cannot do is tell the rest of the world that we're giving the city of Jerusalem entirely to the Zionist state of Israel. That's a bridge too far. That's why that's why the world has risen up against that. It's not about the U.S. embassy. It's about a flashpoint in all of humanity that the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims are claiming a certain ownership to Jerusalem based on historicity, and the U.S. president, by taking that action, is inflaming the rest of the world. So I think Russia really can step in and be a broker for peace between Syria, Iran, Turkey, and all of the other nations there, because they have integrity. They have demonstrated a will to maintain the sovereignty of nations and peace and stability in nations, whereas the United States has come in and caused destabilization, caused enormous suffering and regime change. And you're exactly right. That's what President Trump was elected to do. The American people elected Donald Trump. They didn't elect Jared Kushner or Nikki Haley. They elected Trump to stop these Middle East wars. And the hope is he's going to honor that. He needs to honor that. But if he does not, then it could turn into a one-term situation.
Thank you. We're all out of time there. I want to thank you for joining us out of San Francisco, Mr. Scott Bennett there, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Thanks, Scott.